Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we're learning the Gemara and Brachas and Daf Nun Aleph, that the pribetin of a woman is blessed from the pribetin of a man. Now we continue. Ula ikla lebei Rav Nachman. Ula chanced upon the house of Rav Nachman. Karach Rifta. Baruch Berchas Mizoni Yav Lekas De Berchas Olah Rav Nachman. So he ate bread there, made Berchas HaMazon, and afterwards, after he made the bracha on the Kos Yain, after the Seuda, he gave the Kos to his host, Rav Nachman. Olah Rav Nachman, Lishtamar Kos De Berchas Olah, Kas De Berchas Olah Yilta, Liyalta. Take the Kos, said my wife. Because there are 10 things that it says about a kosher bracha, and one of them is you have to send it to your wife. A woman's pribetin is blessed from the fruit of a man's stomach. Her womb is blessed from a man. Memela, if I send to you, it's enough. I don't have to send to her. Adachi shama yalta kama b'zihara. The Yalta heard this, and Ula didn't want to send her the coast, because what do you need to send it to her? As long as her husband got it, that's enough. She got up in anger, but also the Bechamr, she went to the place where they had the wine. V'tavra arba mea dani dechamr, and she broke 400 jugs of barrels of wine. Amlev nachm nishad ala markas achrina. So Rav Nachman said, send her another kos to appease her. Shalachla. Kol hai navga de birkasehi. So Ula sent Yalta a different cup, with a message saying that all of the wine in this barrel is wine of blessing. Although you didn't drink from the Koshel Bracha, you may at least drink from the barrel from which the cup of Koshel Bracha was poured. So she sent him a stinging response. What did she say back when he told her to take from this cup? Mimahadure mile, mismartute kalme. From itinerant peddlers come meaningless words, and from rags come lice. Mimahadure mile rashi. Those who people go from city to city, like you, Ula, who went from Babel to Eretz Israel and back, it's going to be a lot of words. Umismartute, and from rags, mishmatas, are going to be a lot of kinim. They're going to be a lot of lice. This is a very, very difficult Gemara to understand what's going on over here. So, we're going with the Derech of the Rav. Anayan Brachas. Page 76. Omer Rav. B'yot Torat HaKos. Yal Yesod HaChavat HaChim HaNagatam Al Pi HaShlemut HaSichlit. The Rav explained earlier, page 74, that a kos hamali yori yaman al tzfiyah shel hamatorot v'archava yitera. V'etom mishtamesh bo lebirkat Hashem b'tzad ha'maaseh l'asot ha'tov v'yashar, shem no roi le'av et ha'chaim v'archavatam lo matachlit ha'ma'ara v'atov shu birkat Hashem. So the kos shel bracha shows you have shefa, you have physical bounty, but it has to come with the fact that it's birkat Hashem. So it's a kos shel bracha. It's a filled up kos, so it's physical bounty, but it's a bracha, it comes from birkat Hashem. So since Haraz Kodshel Brachas Yisod HaChavas HaChaim, you expand life based on intellectual perfection, that you understand what the purpose of life is. Roi Lachuk Paseh, it is fitting to engrave about this, to establish about this, about the Kodshel Bracha. Roshem Kam Shtiyah Nagat Kol Beit Yisrael Metneget Al Pi Da'atah Mekorit Shel Ha'ish Ha'isha Temalei B'Rikshoteh HaTeorim Et HaMatara Sheyatziv HaBaal HaCham HaMekori Ve'ezshu Isha Ksherah Sheosah Ratzon Ba'ala. Ula understood that the Kodshel Bracha, the man should be Mekabel alone, and it's going to be blessed that way, and the male, the woman also, because that's the Seder that you have to run. That's how you run a house. Kol Hanagat HaBayit is Al Pi Da'ato HaMekorit Shalish, like the Rav spoke about in the previous shtickle, that the one who's Mechadesh, the one whose original ideas is the man, and the woman with her pure feelings is going to fulfill the purposes, the goals that the husband established. And that's why in Ish Ksher is Oser Tzayin Baila. So a man and a woman build a home together, the man being the giver and the woman being the receiver. And even though there's room to discuss that those special women, those exceptions to rule, they should also take part in the leadership of Hanagas HaBayis, according to their internal mufsagim, internal narrative conceptions. Ula said, you don't go based on the exceptions to rule, you go based on the rule. And the rule is that the man is in charge, the man is establishing the way of the home, and the woman follows along and develops that. We spoke about in the previous year, Chachma versus Bina. That's because a person should be included in the klal, and therefore you don't pay attention to the exception to the rule, even if this woman's very unique, even if she is exceptional. So Ula understood that Yalta was a very special woman. She was, you know, Harvard graduate. She had spent 2 years in seminary. She could learn a Daf Gemara. She understood. She was extremely bright. She was extremely talented and gifted. But he said, still, we have a klal, and the klal is that the man is the one in charge, and the woman follows his lead. Because we have to follow the klal. Yaltam nam biyota bat nasi. She was the daughter of the exile ark. We see in the Gemara in Chulin 124a, Rav Nachman Chasid ben Asiyahu. Megudelet b'tachasei machut v'gdula mitzianet b'shar b'shevucha. She had a yisron ruach chochma v'yiras Hashem u'mayla nefla. She had a good share ruach, that's how it's explained by the Mitzvot Tovot. Yitron ruach chochma v'yirat Hashem. She was very, very special. She wasn't stam an angry woman, as it seems from the pshat of the story, but she had a svara. And the svara was that in important areas of life that are guided by feeling, women have to be in charge. They don't have to get the hadracha from the man. And therefore she said, the kosher bracha should be coming to me. I'm not yotze when my husband drinks. I have to drink as well. Because based on my talents in certain areas, I should take the lead. She was osek in her ashpa and the klal according to her approach in leading the people. And she thought that the protest of Ula that only gave the koster of Nachman and not to her is a very principled protest on her purpose. She understood with her chachma Rula wasn't stopped being mezalzel on her, chas v'shalom. Rather, he had a spiritual approach that was in contrast to her own. על כן אל תלי בלבי חמרה ותברה להורות של תונה בלתי תלוי באישה גם כן. כי יש מקום לה גם כן לדון לפי עומק הרגש המיוחד לבינה, בתור מנהגת עיקרית, לא רק נטפלת. She went up, she broke the barrels to show that she's independent. She's not only tough. She wanted to be manhegat ikarit, ha-shutafayim ba'ala v'anagat ha-bayit, v'tchumim ha-shayachim la, v'lachin hi ratzta lekabel et ha-kos b'fnei atzma. Rav Nachman lafis da'ata b'kesh anon m'shalach l'akas ha-chin arayv. Rav Nachman wanted to send her another kos. V'ora she'im she'b'chla'al tzadak u'la, al-pim u'stei alecha kolelet. So the first kos, he didn't send to her. But now the second kos, he wanted to be mefayiser. To show that you're right, Ulu is correct in principle. But there are women who are the leaders. The firm golden ears, if you will. And therefore you send the woman to the second coast to show that there are nashim mitsuyanos that aren't dependent on the mekoriyut, on the originality of the man. So Nachman wants to show that a woman can also be special. A woman can also be a leader. Ulam nam ratza lashrish kim kol etzdainut eish techal b'kisharon rucha hi nota laregesh. Ula wanted to be mashrish that with all the exceptionalism of a woman in her spirit, she is still inclined towards emotion. And always requires the seichel. So at the end of the day, a woman remains a woman, and that means that she has a stronger emotional orientation, and she needs the man as a madrich to guide her. So there is room for the shlita of exceptional woman, but dafka we have to instill, inculcate. Shereishit avar ha-sechel, sechel has to be madrich everything. And then afterwards comes the second system, that's plan B. The ma'aracha shnia, the second kos, you can give to her. Okay, mishlach la-kos achin lo chazar mishitato. So when he sent her another kos, hula, he wasn't retracting. Rak mikem bofen meduyaka to mekomo shel etztainut ha- נשית בהנהגת הבית, כי אם שלח לה, כל כי הגנבגה דבירקתה היא בתור מערכה שנייה, נגד מערכה שכלית. כערך הכוס השני, אחר הכוס של ברכה עצמי. רואי להכיר יתרון האישה מצוינת. על כן אין מקום להזניח צד היתרון של האיש והוראת ההתפלה של האישה. So he sent her a... He said that if it comes from the barrel, it also is a bracha. In other words, you're not supposed to get the first kos, but it's okay for you to get the second kos. So it's still a bracha, but it's not the original kos shel bracha, but there's also a bracha in the wine from the barrel. To show that you also have capabilities, you also have talents. But not to forget that the man has the, in general, the man's job is to take the lead because the man symbolizes seichel, represents the more intellectual side, the more cerebral side, and the woman the more emotional side that has to be guided by the seichel. He amna meshiv sheyeshna mekzot hagonim ba'olam ha-musari. And she answered that there are areas in the world of ethics, shirak biyad ha'isha l'nigam b'ofen v'vorach b'tov v'fnei Hashem. Only a woman can guide them. K'nei chayim shpachala b'yotam b'ochim b'ofen tov v'agun al-di ha'skalat ha'isha b'tov v'tov v'vavah yiflo arba yishilat matzvim musarim ra'im sheyesh lam makom b'mi shechayim mishpacha shelo ha'inam al-anam al-milu otam. So she was merames that the koach of a woman he can see from his own matzv because he was always on the way, he was always b'drachim. And therefore, we had a pagam in his chayim mishpacha. Chayim mishpacha v'yitam ochim bofen tov v'agun. If you have a family life that goes in the proper path because of the wisdom of the woman, it avoids a lot of problems that are encountered by people who have a problem with their family life. And therefore, what did she say to him? Yimadure, those who are mechazer v'drachim like you, habilta, you don't have habilti chayim chayim mishpacha tmidit. You don't live complete family life. Mili, it's mechud yot piltini otot api hashkafatam abilti tiviyot. So if you're not living a proper family life, you're going to have mili, just a lot of words. Deot bilti neotot. You're going to have improper, incorrect hashkafas based on your perspective that is unnatural because you're lacking a woman. Don't forget that you need haskalas isha v'tuv levava. You need the wisdom of a woman and her good heart. And you don't have that, and therefore it impacts you in a negative way. So she can bring the harmony back to a life of that is out of whack. Even though a man has a lot of chachma, but he lacks without a woman. Therefore, that's what she said to him. If you're going from place to place, you lack mili, you lack the proper perspective that a woman can afford you. What relates to regesh, a woman is a balas regesh. So it's fitting to be mokir, to value her hadracha, not only as something that expands the sense of beauty of man, external matters of a nice home, but also prevents and preserves the possible harm and damage that's going to come through laziness of leading the home. In other words, there could be a certain nivu without a woman. She both elevates a man and prevents him from going down, from the house crumbling. And from rags, these ripped clothing that are mevazeh those who wear them, you're going to add giul. You go on the path, they're going to just get worse and worse, these rags. It's not enough to know Musar. It's not enough to know Chachma. And it's not enough to have Yir Shamayim. It's all important, obviously. But you also have to have a Chush HaYofi. And that women have a lot more than men. The sense of appreciating beauty and cleanliness. Like the Rav writes in Olas Re'iyah, on page 290, in the second volume, Nachri Nashel Tam Ruhi Litlavot Gam Kenata Yofi Shel Nimat HaSedim Hava Mimarecha Na V'Seder HaShulchan Lorot Shulchan O'Inyan O'Lech V'Oloch V'Oloch V'Arachat Chaim Hayanat HaChaim Shel Tam That's why it's a set table. It has to look beautiful. It's not just enough to eat at the table. It should be a set table. And the Seder it's talking about, it should look beautiful, and that's what the woman has. The woman has this chush hayofi that man lacks. And that's why the man is wearing his rags. The lice are going to come from these rags. It's going to just get worse and worse. Without a woman, that's where you're going. So she was trying to show him how much he needs the woman. And therefore, A woman isn't only tafel. And this it sounded like this also. So in other words, both are right. Ul is right. You need the hadracha of the man seichel. The woman needs the hadracha of the man seichel. And Yalta was right that without a woman, a man is finished. He's in very bad shape. Very dangerous without a woman. So you can end up, you're going to have bad deos, mili, because you're mahadure, you don't have a proper family life. You're going to end up having incorrect tishkafa, saying incorrect things. And also from your rags that you're wearing, you're going to be lice. It's going to just get worse and worse because you don't have this chushayofi, this woman, to take care of that. The woman who puts the nice white tablecloth and cleans the floor before Shabbos and makes everything look beautiful. Women are a lot more sensitive to beauty than men are in general. So there are a lot of very, very important writings of the Rav where he talks about the difference between man and woman. So Mirtz Hashem, we will talk about that more in the future. And please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. Thank you for listening.